In the meantime, let's go to the team from Sports Day on the Woogie and Sat Show Sports Day. I believe Gary Belcher might be there. G'day, Badge.
One night only, making it one night. How are you, gentlemen?
Where have you been all this time, Badge?
Oh, I've been on holidays. Yeah, I've just been doing nothing much at all. I'm listening to you guys, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I did not watch much sport at all, but I tuned back in on the weekend and Bathurst. I'm not right into it, but gee, I had a good day lounging around doing nothing with Bathurst in the background.
Petrol's too expensive. He doesn't want to go anywhere. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Laying on the Craig Lounge.
Hey, guys, I know you said at the start Woogie and Sats, but last week we interviewed Cameron Green, of course, all-rounder for the Ashes, Australian side playing the Ashes this year. And Woogie was the one that came in early to interview Cameron Green. And when he introduced Cameron Green, just listen to what Cameron said.
Hey, Justin. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Did you hear that?
Hello, Justin.
So Sats is calling him, apparently, Justin. Did you call him for the rest of the week?
Yeah,
the
listeners. And the listeners as well.
And the listeners as well.
A horrible standing.
Did you hear Gibbo's interview the other week? Did you hear that, boys? The great Gibbo?
Who with?
So what happened was, when they announced the captaincy, right, they had all the greatest journalists from around the world for this live Zoom, which was Pat Cummins, right, and Steve Smith. And so Gibbo's role was to, simply for SEN, was to record the interview so we could use it in all our various shows, and he would cut it up. So what happened was, there's this, because it's a Zoom conference in these days, there's a button to put your hand up, and there's this little voice in Gibbo's head saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And next thing you know, he's pressed the button, which is fine. There's no chance they're going to come to him, the great Gibbo. Well, guess what, boys? Guess what? You couldn't believe it. This happened.
SEN Sydney.
G'day. I just want to say congrats, boys. The question is, we saw the scenes over in the UAE, how pumped and how stoked you guys were after this sort of situation. Is it going to stop the momentum going ahead to the Ashes?
No, not at all. And we've been pretty
stoked and pumped.
Yeah. Thoughts?
Mate, the best thing was, boys.
Are you 14, Gibbs, a giver?
Yeah. Well, Sats, the best thing was, we're sitting outside. This is about an hour before we go on. And we know he's just supposed to be sitting there recording it all. And Sugar looks at him and goes, why is Gibbo in there talking?
Yeah.
He's not supposed. We said, surely he's not asked. He hasn't asked the question. We come and said, Gibbo, did you just ask a question? Yeah, I asked a question.
Mate, there was Crash Craddock. There was Harsha Bogle. All the big brains of cricket world. And then Gibbo chimes in.
Yeah, well, can I ask a question, Gibbo?
Yep.
How do you win a tournament and that means you lose momentum?
Well, because of the Tim Payne situation. Destabilises the team, mate.
Yeah.
I tell you how you lose momentum. You celebrate that hard that you're absolutely knackered into the next one.
Yeah, pump and stoked. How good.
They're going, who's this bloke from SEN? Is he on the Susie Wongs?
No, not before work anymore, Sats. You know that.
Not before work anymore, he says. Anyway, boys, what's happening up there? What's happening? Are you going to sign any more players? See, if you're running the show, Sats, if you had won the bid, I dare say there'd be more than one signing at this point.
Oh, you'd like to think so. Yeah. You'd like to think so. Yeah, Felice Kafusi's only signing. Yeah, Wayne came out during the weekend and said, you know, it's a game of patience.
Can't believe
it'll
that.
Be a game of sevens if they don't hurry up.
Game of sevens. Yeah, I suppose it's the different angles that each of the bids took into the licence, I suppose, and Redcliffe really took in that. I suppose you've got to eliminate things. I mean, Wayne Bennett was always going to be the coach, whoever got the licence, and then all three bids had enough money financially to stand on their own. Then it was what was going to be your strength leading in there. So, and I don't think the Redcliffe Dolphins really focused on having a lot of conversations with player managers even before the license was given. And you have to do those. You have to work up those relationships months in advance, even just in preparation in case you do get the license. So, yeah, there's not a lot of, you know, Caelan Prong is probably the only one left on the market, and Brandon Smith, depending what happens. But he seems
surely
to be the
Wayne,
only one, Ponga.
Surely Wayne's got a lot of relationships. Yeah, you think about Sats when you went to the Crushers. There was four teams, and you had to sign players for the next year, or the year, you know, a year's time or whatever it was. The Dolphins have got it on their own, and they can sign players 1 year ahead of them coming off their contract.
Yeah,
and they've only got one player so far. It is getting a bit concerning, isn't it? I would have thought they'd have many more by now.
Boys, I come across this a bit earlier. Beachgoers up in that beautiful state of yours had to watch their step as the state not only grapples with a pandemic, it grapples with a dog poo emergency.
Yeah,
now, the Sea Shepherd volunteers, they're out in force every weekend collecting waste, and without fail, they're finding kilos, up to 25 kgs of the old dog poo on beaches.
Big dogs up here,
Finch. Well, mate, oh, yeah. But what's the go? Like, pick up your mess, but drop them, get them in the ocean, the aqua turd, and then they're like, not on the sand.
The eastern suburbs, it doesn't happen?
Oh, well, not on the beaches, maybe in the water, that's about it.
does it still get pumped straight into the ocean at Bondi? That's just...
Well, I think the it gets out further now, so it's not as close to shore.
No.
Is there something wrong with it? I mean, if you go for a walk with your dog on the beach and they do it on the sand, to dig it under the sand...
That's play on.
That's
play on.
Yeah, that's play on.
I think...
The crabs eat it.
I'm not a dog owner, but if I was walking with a dog and the dog had to stop for number two, every time I'd look around, if no one's looking, I'm not picking it up. Let's play on.
Well, Finchie, you used to do that on Saturday
night. Exactly. That was me walking home. from the cross. No one's looking.
Hey, guys, actually... I've got something in relation to New South Wales here.
Yes. So
a single woman has bucked the age-old tradition, and she's married herself. She's married herself at the age of 28.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's from Sydney. She's a teacher.
Yeah.
Bought herself a wedding ring, flowers, a wedding dress. As well, so she's married herself.
She going to take 75% of herself if she wants to leave her? I wonder what side she goes to there, eh? Yeah.
Mate, quick one. The world's only 50-50 split when there's a divorce.
Yeah. Mutual. Sats, I've got one for you, Tim Sheens. There is no doubt, mate, it's not a coincidence, the effect on how that club is now being run in the short time since Sheens is there. You look at the two buys, Papali'i and Abbey Coruscant. We've got the reigning Dalian back row of the year, the New South Wales 18th man but played the third game, an origin quality and grand final winning hooker. And not only signing players now that not there because no one else wants or is on the market because of behaviour issues, like the Tigers were always linked to those blokes, they're high quality players that they'll be lining up around the street to sign. And the manner in which Sheens has conducted them, they're Appy Cross there, no one heard of it. It's in private. It's professional. It's slick.
Yeah.
It's not dragged out in the media like how the shambles, how the front office has been run. Mate, you know Sheensy well. It's no surprise he's instant impact, and well done to the Tigers and Tim Sheens on those signings.
Well, Badge, yeah, you had a lot to do with Sheensy with winning comps down in the Raiders, and we spoke to him earlier on, guys, and we asked him that question, what was his role? And Badge was pretty forthright in saying, well, I take the pressure off Madge. Madge just coach. Madge improves the team. I'll look after the PR and the recruitment. And he's pretty steadfast in his response, wasn't he, Badge?
Yeah, look, I don't think he's trying to take credit for stuff straight away either. I mean, this new centre of excellence, whatever they're calling it, is well and truly underway and nearly finished. That's going to really help. And he said he's arrived back at a club that's flush with funds, financial. And last time he was there, they couldn't even spend the whole salary cap. They didn't have enough to spend it. So they're in a much better position. But look, I'm with you, Finchie. They just needed that little dab of professional or a big, boost of professionalism in the front office. And hopefully Sheensy can not only just take the pressure off Madge as far as him just worrying about coaching, but he can pull all those other people that are involved in the club along for the ride and say, hey, this is how we do things. We just do it professionally and quietly in the background and make things happen.
Out for me, Sugar, and you're at the Tigers as well, and is that a comment that Tim Sheen said was when he arrived in 2003 to winning the comp 2 years later in 2005, we didn't have much money, we didn't have much going for us, we just had a fair bit of talent, and we put hard work into that, and then... But he said in 2021 going into 2022, we are in a far better position than we were in 2005. So, I mean, that's good signs for West Tigers fans.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's wonderful having him back. Boy, I tell you, I want to run this by you because I think there may have been a trick missed here from the West Tigers and maybe for other clubs, but particularly for West Tigers. So there was an article, a very small article, talking about the fact that Brandon Smith had been offered to the Tigers or something along those lines with the Melbourne Storm wanting Stefano Yatuikamana, which may be pointing to what's going to happen with Nelson Asofa Solomona. He remains unvaccinated, is the mail I have. But it wasn't really picked up. But for me, I thought that was the greatest win-win because Brandon Smith, he shares as far as PR are quite low at the moment, right? Clearly, it's a fractured relationship with the Melbourne Storm. See, for me, I go, OK, if we send Yatoika Mano to the Melbourne Storm in 12 months' time, we can't get him to where the Melbourne Storm can get him in 12 months, playing with those leaders down at the Melbourne Storm, and you get him back, maybe a world-class front rower or on his way to being that. In relation to Brandon Smith being at your club, you challenge him to say, Brandon, we want the players here at the West Tigers to have the greatest ever season they've ever had because they played with you, and you go and show the world what you can do as a leader on the field before you get to the Roosters. And I think that Brandon Smith in 12 months could raise more Tigers players than what Stefano Yatoika Mano could do in the next 12 months. What do you boys see?
It's a really good point, mate, Sugar. Yeah, it's a tremendous point to go down there and get some. Now, Finchie, you know better than anyone about what that 12 months could do for Yatoika Mano.
Think about the impact that Harry Grant had there Tigers when he went for that 12. It was just outstanding, wasn't it?
Well, I think Cheesy, one of the things I love about Cheesy, and obviously, Badge, he can handle men. Like, you look at the teams you're in, Badge, mate, the alpha males in that Canberra Raiders side, head by my little mate, the number 7 jumper, the most stubborn man in the middle, stick, but then there's Loz and there's Mal, but like the stars, Badge, Lazo, the stars in that team. So for him to handle men's one thing, but what I loved about the 05 team was, instead of like a lot of coaches, they go, well, what are the Melbourne Storm doing? Let's do what they do.
Yeah.
What are the Penrith doing? Let's do what they do. Mate, we were some of the best teams in 03 and 04 at the Roosters. We were Russian defence, big aggressive forwards, kicking early. Instead of saying, well, let's do what they do and trying to bring the good teams back to them, Sheensy had an ability to go, well, you know what, let's create a grand plan that defeats this.
Yeah.
And they had fast back rolls, fast forwards, smaller forwards, who used the footy to get to the edge of the ruck, and they played upbeat tempo with Hodgson and Farrah and Marshall and Prince and all these blokes, playing off the back of that. And it changed the way the game played. He could have that same effect for how Madge looks at his footy.
Mm. He definitely could. He definitely could. I'll tell you what he did have. You're talking about all those alpha males at Canberra. Tim was the boss. Absolutely, he was the boss. There's no doubt at all there. And that's really important. But there was the alpha male in Mal. And everyone, when Mal actually spoke, Lazo and Ricky and everyone just went, okay.
Yeah.
Laurie,
that's good, isn't it?
We all just went, hey, that's the man has spoken. Let's just all follow. I'm not sure if they've got that at the Tigers at the moment.
I know a great story when I was at Canberra, the boys used to say about Sheensy. I think all you fellas were out from Origin. So, we're talking 6-7 blokes, obviously the superstar Canberra teams. And all the reserve grade boys are sitting in the team, and Sheensy's calling blokes in to who's going to be up, like Jason Burnham in, Jason Deeth or whoever's next, Croker or Boyley. And then he goes, Luke DeVico, and Statue gets up and he's pumping in. Sheensy went, close the door, can you, mate?
on your way out.
Very good. Hey, boys, finish off. This is a beauty. And you think about how big the club is, South Sydney. So this has been reported that the high-performance centre in Maroubra, which they're building, there's going to be a Walk of Fame. And the names involved, George Piggins, Clive Churchill, there's only 5 names mentioned here. John Sutton, Jack Rayner, and John Sattler. Sats, that's a fairly proud moment for the Sattler household, I would have thought.
Yeah, it'd be great. It's a great initiative as well. I mean, of course, they're the captains, including George Piggins, who had such a huge influence. Won a comp with South, of course, in 70-71. Against the Dragons. There's a lot of great South names. I wonder if they're going to add to it as you go along. You look at Harold Border and Benny Waring, some great players. Bobby McCarthy through that as well. Yeah. But
Sam Burgess, Chris Inglis, more
recently. Exactly. I remember I was commentating on the sideline in the 2014 Grand Final. And for someone who had no ties to either team, the South fans, the emotion and just the raw emotion was unbelievable at this. I've never been in a better atmosphere of a league game. For those South fans, it's obviously such a long wait. So you see, you're right there, like Burgess and Inglis and those sort of blokes, the modern generation who won the competition for like over 50 years. There's just a list of superstars that's played at that club.
Tugger Coleman, who was born a street away from Redfern.
Ario and Les Davidson Reynolds. And Ian Robertson. Oh, Adam Reynolds, they got plenty.
Hey, boys, we've got to march on. Great to chat on this Monday.
See you, lads.
I like the cheeky New South Wales plug too. Well done. Well done on that. We'll chat to you again next week. There's the boys, Badge and Sats. Good to have Badge back. Woogie there as well. And you